True.
Drew Minkiewicz, Fishery Survival Fund. Well, let me start where I agree with Jimmy, and that is on the issue of. No, I'm blanking on what I agree with Jimmy on. That's. Yep. Now it was towards managing scallops, without regard, managing scallops for scallops, and couldn't agree with him more. We're getting too caught up on this stuff, and you have to give the scallopers a chance to fish and catch their scallops to whatever level of yellowtail they may end up with throughout this allocation process, and completely agree with that, because then you curtail any ability for possible improvements or changes or ways to do things. And the scallop fishery has been very active in trying to reduce its bycatch. You know, we have paid for and instituted the bycatch avoidance program with SMAS. The research that we're about to, going to talk about when we finally dispose of this issue, looking at the lower bycatch months, is all funded by scallop research set aside and conducted by scallop vessels. I mean, the list goes on. We've been very active, changing the entwine tops, doing numerous, looking at low-profile dredges, turtle dredges, you know, because one of the benefits of the turtle dredge, other than not harming turtles, is that it also reduces flatfish bycatch, and that's been documented as well. There's a number of things that we're doing. To this motion, obviously of the three motions or three options before you, this is the one that is the most beneficial to the scallopers. To that extent, we support it, but as our letter that we distributed today shows, we actually support something taking a different approach. The fact is that 215 metric tons, there isn't enough fish for debt-directed fishery. It shouldn't be allocated. And as you know, my question earlier to Tom, of the fishery we don't allocate, how many do we actually exceed the ACL? Very few of them, actually. Most of them we actually do stay under the ACL because it's an effective deterrent as a bycatch fishery. And that's what the SSC is talking about, as a bycatch fishery. Bit confused by the befuddlement of the term. It's actually something we do quite a bit. We don't allocate it. It becomes only a bycatch fishery, and that's what they're talking about. To the theoretical of what if suddenly under this approach the scallopers were allocated more than the actual ABC, well, what that then shows is what we already know. The assessment's broken. Shocking news. This assessment that's gotten us down in this period that no one actually believes is officially broken, and then would give someone the courage to actually overrule it. Because Dave Gaethel is right. The SSC didn't have the courage to say what they were all thinking. It's broken, and we need to go. And one of the reasons was because they weren't sure if we then reject the assessment, what do we do? I would argue then go to a trawl-based indices. And by the way, the trawl surveys for the species haven't been a precipitous drop like the assessment has, but have actually been rather level and at levels higher than they have been in 25, 30 years. But no, we can't look at that. We have to go with an assessment that we've rejiggered three different times using all kinds of different statistical tools to come up with some fake numbers. But that's where we are. But those fake numbers are having very real impacts and trying to pit two industries against each other. And that's what we're trying to do. We've been trying to talk amongst ourselves to come with a better plan. But to that possible theoretical of this being allocated more, it would finally give someone the courage to say the assessment's broken, because how can you in a bycatch fishery that's not even directing on these catch more than there are? That's ridiculous. And moving forward from that, not allocating them is one way. I mean, we need to put some potentially, we go this way. The scallop industry obviously supports this over the other alternatives. We would, this is something that allows us to go forward. We're going to still have to take reductions and still try to move forward on the issue of the different alternatives. I mean, we'll make no bones about it that the scallop industry will push hard for alternative two. Alternative four, as Mary Beth alluded to, has not been actually officially added to the document. It wasn't requested by a motion by any of the committees or the council. It has not actually then therefore been put into the document officially, and it's appeared since the last council meeting. And so if they're to take final action at this upcoming meeting, it fails the two council rule, so it can't be an option. So I just, I don't want to play cute or anything. In our mind, alternative four is not a viable or legal option at this time. So it's, you know, alternative two is what we strongly support, and we want to move forward and, you know, work as best we can with the ground fishermen in trying to make this work. And that, so our letter is put out what we think is the best option for everyone going forward and creates the greatest good to the country. This option of the three existing ones in front of you creates the greatest good to the country by far. And that's ultimately what you have to weigh, is that what is going to benefit the ports of this region the most, and this is it here. Thank you.